Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Criminal Breakdown. I'm Tom.
I'm Sarah, crime junkie.
Husband. And we are coming back after a little bit of a break. We had family matters to attend to, but since we've been gone, man, how things have changed.
Gosh.
New York City is now the ocean. And, you know, we've had developments in the Summer Wells case. So, unfortunately, the Summer Wells case is still open. It is not solved.
Everybody's still on the table.
Even though she's working hard. I mean, every day, she's on it.
I am. It's crazy what a week can do. I mean, there's so much drama right now in the YouTube social media platform. Crazy. Lots of drama going on. So I guess we'll go over, of course, we told you allegations like before.
Alibis, allegations. We're going to do that today. But of course, since we are with Sarah, my wife over here, we're going to do drama first.
Oh my gosh, no. But it's so really important.
Go ahead and brief me.
Yeah.
You know all about it. I am the outside looker in, and I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to translate it all for you.
Okay. But I mean, when we look at cases, you know, we have to look at their background, their history, and especially their current matters going on right now. As we know, Dawn has been very vocal on all platforms, social media, you know, YouTube, all of them. He's been very vocal to get his voice out there.
I think I heard him yelling from the other room in my house the other day, or maybe it was just on your phone, but
definitely on the
either way.
But really, I think it's crazy. I think we have watched like every single video that he's done, no matter if I'm asleep, I'm watching it and going to bed. But so, of course, we have alibis to go over today, but we just want to address, you know, of course, there'll be some warning triggers, and we'll put that above when you see that.
Or trigger warnings. Or trigger warnings.
Yeah. Both of it.
We'll do both. You know, warning triggers, trigger warnings.
Yeah.
We'll do both.
Yep. But thanks for liking and subscribing. We're super excited, and we're going
to so pumped. And one thing I wanted to say, we need more comments. Because I want to hear everybody's point of view.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, I mean, I'm not as deep as some people may be. And I know some people have a little more time to look into it or whatnot. She is a little bit ahead of me. But I know some people are even deeper than that. So I want to hear, you know, the deepest, you know, type of scenario that you can think of. Because every time I think of it, I kind of run into a roadblock of what kind of defeats my my scenario at the time. So definitely comment. I want to hear arguments in the comments. I mean, I'm just kidding, but you know, I want to hear debates at least, because we got to figure something out.
Yeah, for sure. And we like have been putting together where we can put some of our subscribers on the platform with us. We've got a ex-cop probation officer joining us soon. On a couple different cases. She's actually our neighbor, so that's really cool. She's going to be joining with us. She's very passionate, obviously, about crime and all at all levels. But yeah, so I guess we'll go ahead and jump on in to the alibis. So first off, let me get my little notes here. But we have Dawn, obviously, dad.
Some people say suspect number one.
Yeah.
Some people say innocent father looking for his daughter. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
But, I mean, every day it seems like it changes, you know. Every day a new development or a new phone call or whatever is going on. I mean, he's out there.
Yeah. Which, you know, we both know that he said that he was at work. So, Tom has definitely looked into that, and we verified, you know, the boss has verified that he has been at work, and his coworker Jamie also said that he was at work as well.
Now, do we have a time where they say he left work? They just agree with his timeline?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so they both verified he's at work. Jackie Dobbs is the other suspect. He recently bought the property next to the Wells, and he is a sex offender. But he verified that he was at the Roadway Inn in Churchill, Tennessee, on June 15th when Summer went missing all day long, except he did go to the gas station for biscuits and beer.
Quote, so, biscuits and beer, you know, yeah. Typical lunch.
Which we have his statement, and I'll pin it to the board, but that was his statement, and they have checked it out. So, you know, law enforcement still says everybody's on the table. There's not been anything solved. Obviously, it's still an open case, but they did verify his story. Okay. So next we have Grandma and Candace. They both were out on the Wells property. They verified that themselves. So we're really interested.
So they're vouching for each other. Mm-hmm. And they've asked the children too, or
mm-hmm. The boys were there too. They asked them. They had to interview them separately. Because, you know, as minors, you can't just ask questions like that. You know, just like people, you know, they did have, Dawn and Candace both have taken lie detector tests. They have been cleared.
Wow. They both took lie detector tests.
They both took lie detector tests. I don't know that you knew that. I didn't tell you that. But they have.
Crucial evidence.
Yeah, but they have.
Crucial information.
They both passed.
They both passed. So they asked them how many questions, and nobody knows.
Mm-mm. That's like.
And passed, meaning they didn't lie a single time?
So far, they passed and they let them go.
Or they passed with a 65.
I don't know about that one. But yeah, they passed and, you know, that they are cleared, I guess at least to the standard of what looking for Summer would be. But yeah, so they both have passed. So I know that Candace could not take it. The day that she went down to the police station, she was hysterical.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're reading your, like, what, blood pressure and different things like that, and that they just sense different rhythms of your heart, pretty much. So, yeah, if you're hysterical, there's no way that it would even be anything that would hold up in court.
And then Dawn was so tired that he kept falling asleep.
During the lie detector? Well, I mean, he's probably up all night trying to find Summer. I mean, you would hope.
I would hope so.
You would hope.
So, H, which we referred to last time, you know, anytime we do letters, it is because it's a minor and we can't say their name, just because we're trying to be respectful.
You can say the sex and describe the age, correct?
Yeah. H is a male. He is 15. And he was playing with Summer the day, you know, at the pool. But yeah, so he was with his girlfriend. And then Allie, his mother, was at work. So those are like the prime suspects. If you guys have anybody that you think we should call or go over, those suspects that you think we should dive in deeper to, those are like our top suspects, and we'll break that down why in a few moments. But if you do, drop it in the comment now, because obviously we would like to talk about everybody on the table if I've missed someone that is important to the case. So this is the reason why we go over alibis first, is to see where people actually were.
Obviously, or where they say they were.
Where they say they were. And then I feel it's very important. We keep getting information from law enforcement, from investigators, you know, other YouTube channels. We watch all of them. But we also appreciate all of them, too. So if you guys are watching, thanks. But really, though, I have found some interesting things out. Not to say that Candace or Grandma is... you know, did anything, but they did find them. This is verified from a police officer. The day that Summer was missing, they were sitting on the truck bed texting.
Okay. So texting each other. They were both sitting on the truck bed, each texting, or, mm-hmm. Well, they could have been doing anything. They could have been like scrolling Facebook for all we know.
Yeah, but I think it's super weird. like your daughter's missing and you're going to sit on the back of the truck? I mean, what would you be doing? I mean, obviously we can't put ourselves in the
shoes.
I'd be
probably driving around to spots where I thought, or like going through the woods or something. If I thought that she had maybe run off or maybe went to play in the woods and gotten lost. I mean, it's hard to say. Kids do that to an extent, but also kids get scared. So you got to put a limit.
Yeah, they normally
put a limit
stay
on.
Where
like, you know, when it comes to nighttime or getting too far alone,
yep.
You know, they kind of tend to stay away from that type of thing. But so all the options would be open if it was me.
Yeah.
So for them to be texting, I mean, it's hard to judge people. People are weird. I mean, you see people texting while they're driving. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I guess.
Still doing it.
I'm a robot, you know.
Still doing it. You know,
yeah,
that's so
crazy. But I guess I will give Candace credit. You know, she did leave at one point to go look for Summer, and then she came back. So maybe that was what she, like what you had
and that
stated.
Was when all the cops had come and they were also searching. So they went to help them search her or to go
and
to places
Dawn,
they thought.
When Dawn came, well, she actually left. I don't know if the cops had arrived on the scene or not, but she did leave either as they were showing up or before they got there.
Well, she left after she had called the cops.
Yes,
so
after
that's
she called
that's
law
for
enforcement,
sure. That's
for sure, yeah.
Well, my biggest thing in with these alibis right now, now that I've narrowed it down a little bit more, because I was thinking, my whole thing this whole time has been, I don't want to blame the parents for doing anything malicious or anything
for sure.
with ill intent.
No, we don't do that.
So I was thinking, my first thought was, okay, it was an accident happened, which it does, and when your hobbies are, you know, swimming and going in the woods and all, you know, that kind of thing, you know, some accidents happen, people break their arms, you know, happens all the time. So I thought maybe something had happened to Summer and then they had to figure out something to do and they're all scared, you know. CPS always comes. I mean, I've seen CPS people go, people, you know, they take their kids away. Obviously they took their kids away right after the fact.
And so, you were adopted.
So when you call the police, you don't really know what you're getting every time. And if they're a kind of like a meddling cop, or maybe they think they're doing well and they think they're doing the right thing by trying to save your kids from whatever situation they may not think is suitable for kids. So you never know what you're getting. So they could have easily, and I mean,
that's a really good point.
Who knows what their state of mind was or is, or, you know, is currently, was at the time that it happened, and was their whole lives. You know, I don't know these people.
Yeah.
So you'd have to like ask around for how they react to stressful situations in general. Like, do they snap? You know, are they cool, calm, and collected?
Yeah.
Do they make a plan to fix it? Or do they kind of rush to the easiest, you know, way to solve?
It's a really good point. I mean, even my best friend who has children of her own, you know, everyone, we talk about this a lot, you know, with her, with us, everybody has a different mindset and how you react to life in general. So, you know, her, what she's going to do is completely, and I think about that, it's completely crazy different. I mean, honestly, thinking about this case and just the conversation we had this morning with her, you know, life is crazy and everyone reacts different. And we, as human beings, it's our job to work through it if that's in your psyche and you want to do that. But some people don't. And that's just how they live forever. You know, they don't want to become better or fix what their ticks are or whatever it is.
And with all that,
I
thought, okay, so they panicked and they took her somewhere. Okay. So that comes down to, when did they leave? So, in other words, we need to see the Subaru data.
Yeah, I know.
And that's kind of bottom line right now.
Yeah.
Because as soon as that comes out, that's going to tell you what's really going on, or the cell phone data. So, and they're always on their phones. I mean, we've
always
seen that. They're texting, they're FaceTiming, TikToking, all that stuff. That takes data. Data comes from cell towers.
Oh. I used to climb cell towers.
You
so
know.
He does know about that. Like,
so, you know, the RF is from the tower. It bounces to your phone and back.
Wow.
So you're sharing signals back and forth, okay? That's how they know where you are. They triangulate your location by seeing which three towers you may have pinged off of to find the center of that. So we need one or two, obviously both would be ideal. Mm-hmm. All that information.
Actually, three.
To see Grandma's when too. They left, how far they went, and, you know, exactly where they went. Because, I mean, who knows? We drove, when we went, when we left for Family Matters, not the show, we actually drove through Rogersville.
We did.
And, you know, the first thing I thought when after we, like, passed through, I looked at Sarah and I said, I mean, they could have gone in any direction. You know, it's not just northeast, southwest. It's northeast. You know, all, there's a 100 different directions in between. You know, you can cut the pie 1,000 ways. And if you know the roads and you're from the area, obviously they are, you know, and the highway is right near there, too.
Is so, it 70 miles per hour, too?
Yeah. So, I mean, think about 80. It. Give yourself an hour. And like the dogs would never sniff you. That's why they stopped sniffing at the end of the driveway, because it was a car. And then at that point, you go in any direction for however long they had to go in whatever direction. And it could, like, it's a, you know, it's a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
You're not going to have any dogs that are going to find that. It's just, you can't. So if that's the case, then it's going to be hard to spot until they release the Subaru information and the cell phone information. And then they're going to have to narrow it down by landmarks and possibilities in the area. Like, you know, I hate to say it, but ponds or things like that.
And then it's still, I just like keep ringing in my mind. It's somebody who knew the family, because they would have like what Tom's saying about the highway and all that. Somebody would have had to know those roads to know how to get there that fast. If it wasn't the family, that would have been a lot of premeditated things.
I mean, things can be.
Yeah, but
people are cooped up. Yeah, people are weirdos. COVID's I mean, crazy. And another thing,
don't say that.
You know what? Weirdos?
No, COVID.
I didn't.
Okay.
Oh, well, either way, people have been cooped up in their houses. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they've had time to plot if they so shall, you know.
Yeah, but then they would have had to have seen her and been like, oh, that girl, I need that girl.
That's thing.
That's far-fetched.
Well, everybody knows that it's 95% of the time it's a family member, somebody that knows the family. So I'm going to go with the, you know, statistics on that.
Yeah,
until proven otherwise.
Yeah.
And, I mean, definitely it hasn't been proven otherwise.
No.
So we're wide open on that. So any other suspect or alibis that you guys think are important, go ahead and throw it in the comments, and we will go analyze that and get back with you and see if we can give some of our information to your information and get better information.
Yeah. Well, and so going over, I know we said we were doing drama first, but I did think it was important, you know, Tom and I discussed this, to kind of go over the alibis a little bit.
We argued whether it be alibis and drama or which depends on which and which stems from which. And then she decided to change it up right when we started.
So that's how it goes, you know, live. Oh, crazy. But for real though, so, I mean, we, talking drama this past week, we all... on the YouTube community have heard two different phone calls. We also watch the YouTube channel Voices Behind the Wall. I know a lot of people hate it, but I will applaud them.
Let's not talk about the hate.
Yeah. I will applaud them for letting Dawn have the platform, because I do think that's important to have. He's obviously wanting to talk, so he would do it anywhere.
And,
you know?
And imagine you guys didn't have all that information and all that content.
Yeah.
I mean, people were eating that up. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I think just like when you listen to it, another YouTube channel had slowed down the conversations that he has. Okay. So when you take out our Southern drawl and you take out a lot of other things, when you hear someone sped up, when they're talking, it's easier to get the mishaps, you know, of just them talking and maybe stumbling over. No, they've sped it up.
Oh.
To take away the drawl. And you could tell where he was stumbling over his words because he was doing that. Mm. So, on certain questions, obviously. Mm. But so, the phone call where Candace is hysterical about Dawn being taken away. I mean, that was out of this world.
I was like, she was playing that in the living room.
He couldn't even take it. What
is going on with this? He
doesn't like women crying, obviously. It's a man's thing, you know.
You know, it was intense. And, you know, you hear that thing and you're like, oh, somebody needs to fix whatever's going wrong here.
Exactly.
You know, so.
He's a fixer.
But I listened to it, even though I didn't necessarily want to, because, you know, I got to know, obviously.
It's
but my God, I was sold.
Yeah,
you know, because, you know, I mean, I couldn't see the person. I couldn't see Candace on the phone. But, like, to listen to that, I was like, this is really good. And, like, as a guy, I don't know if that's a thing. Like, if you guys practice crying alone or something. But it was very good and believable. And I felt instantly terrible for her. And then I thought, like, man, and she's calling Don's sister.
But that's the thing for me.
And poor Don's sister, too. I mean, imagine that's your brother and he's going through all this. And then Candace, I mean, she may have been in on it. I don't know if that's one way or the other yet. But, I mean, then Candace calls you up and now your brother's going to jail. And what would she say? Boston?
Yeah. Boston.
Why?
How in tune you guys are with crime and with law enforcement. But if they were going to Boston, that means that the marshals would have taken him.
Is that what they're saying?
That is what would happen.
Well, usually you would have a stop. You would be brought to probably the local police station. And then you would transport him to wherever. I mean, I've seen people. But if it's across state lines, then I guess it would have to be not by a sheriff's or any local type of police.
And what's crazy about that, too, is for them, whatever happened with that scenario, I know that they had hired a private investigator or something like that. But
Don
for them
and Candace?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To find Summer, obviously, right?
No. They wanted to know who was leaking information, and yeah.
So, and then apparently, from what I'm hearing, that's what the whole call stemmed from. And it was all...
They wanted to show that you can't believe everything on social media, which I do understand that. Everything in life looks beautiful, picture perfect on Instagram, you know, Pinterest, whatever it is. But to take it that far...
So the call's fake.
Yeah, I'm
spoiler
pretty sure.
Alert. That's what they're saying and that's why they did it, was they wanted to prove to everybody, like, look, at all these things you're hearing about me on the internet, obviously some of them aren't true. Obviously, maybe all of them aren't true. So, you know, you guys got to chill out. I thought, you know, like, I'm not into deception and everything, but I also, like, if they are innocent and if they didn't have ill intent towards Summer, I've felt bad for them this whole time, mm-hmm. because they have been getting trashed on the internet. And I don't think anybody really knows how that feels. Nobody here's famous. I don't know what it's like to be famous. I'm sure I'll hear what's wrong with me in the comments. But, like, I can't imagine that. And plus, they're, like, so my whole base thought is that they're innocent and they are missing their daughter. And, oh, my God, how terrible must that be for them? So then I think, okay, if they're innocent, they're missing their daughter, then they're getting accused of all this stuff. Then they're hearing about how their house sucks. They're hearing about how they shouldn't be having kids. Hearing about, like, all this stuff. I mean, she needs her hair longer. Like, you know, I mean, people live different ways. So when it comes to all the drama, I've been, like, hoping that they wouldn't have to deal with all this stuff. So when I heard the call was fake, and I was kind of glad, because I was like, oh, so she's not crying hysterically and sad. You know, it was like anything but that. That was the worst. So when I came out that they had kind of played a prank on all these people that have been trashing them the whole time, I thought it was pretty funny. And, you know, I can find the funny in a lot. And that was pretty funny. They kind of nailed all you guys, because, you know, everybody chill out a little bit. It doesn't have to be so malicious against people. Nobody knows what happened yet until they do. And when they do, I mean, don't worry. I'm going to be the first person that wants to go figure something out with them after they find out who really did it. So, you know, I'm on board too. But until then, we don't have to make it an entertainment festival for hating on these two parents who haven't been proven guilty in anything necessarily. I mean, there's new stuff that comes out or whatever from his, what, sister-in-law, sister?
No, it's actually, yeah, both sisters have said.
Yeah, but, and that is relevant. Obviously, everything is
Obviously, not to joke about it, but yeah.
Obviously, everything is kind of relevant, but...
I don't know.
It seems relevant in the moment, but the two things may not be connected. And he may, I mean, it does seem weird. He was like talking to a 17-year-old and stuff. So that makes
that was not 100% either.
Okay.
So that's another, you know.
What do you mean it's not 100%?
So apparently it was reported that a 17-year-old was trying to talk to Dawn and was working with Dawn, but that's been squashed. That's what it was. Well, and that's the thing, you know, it's hard to, you have to look at it. You have to look at the essay, what's going on, you know, what has been said. It's terrible, but Candace called Mary, which is one of the women, Mary's his stepsister, who said that when he was 13, there were some things that had happened. So they're both 13, but they called her. So, the SA allegations do have to be looked at because they called Mary, which is Dawn's stepsister. And when they were 13, there were some things that happened. They both were 13. But they called her. And so, I'm pretty sure they had tried to set up another individual, Voices on the Wall, to call her and tell her that Dawn had been taken into custody. But they weren't for that because why would you lie? Why? It's very deceitful. Like what you don't like that. So if Dawn were to call me and do that, or Candace would call me and do that, we ain't playing that game because the bottom line is we're still looking for Sever. So.
Yeah, and it's a bunch of games. And why are we playing games? No, you know, barely anybody's like helping to find Summer. Seems like they're like making it a game, wanting to talk about people's houses and all this stuff. Like, who cares? That has nothing to do with it. And really, until this becomes an SA case, the SA is not that relevant because she's not even here.
Yeah, and if it was there, it would already been gone when we find her. So we have to look at finding Summer. That's the bottom line. You know,
that's the case.
Yes.
That's the main case because the people that may have been involved in SA with Dawn before, guess what? They're grown women in a house. They sleep in their beds.
Yeah.
Summer is currently not sleeping in her bed. And I know how that feels. We went away for a week and I hated it.
Yeah, it was terrible. I think we slept like 3 hours.
So total. I just feel terrible about that, and I just wish everybody would regroup.
Yeah.
Focus up.
Yeah. And even if it is that, like what you're saying, even if it is the parents that have something to do with it, we will find out. Like, I'm pretty sure all the YouTube channels, all law enforcement, the community will find Summer. We won't let the case go cold.
Well, and also, I feel like they need to feel more welcome to come out and say what they know.
Yes.
If they know something, I think people need to be
more nicer.
They need to facilitate it more. They don't need to be ready with their baseball bat to bash them as soon as they say
something.
No, that'll
happen afterward.
I mean, yeah. To whoever we'll see. But it depends on what they know. And like then you were saying now a new thing that, I mean, this may be old news to a lot of you, but you were saying that they both had cocaine in their system.
Yeah. They did. They both.
And I'm thinking
their panels.
It was Tuesday. It was Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday that she went missing. And that's they have a church hell of on a Saturday. Tuesday. They have church on Saturday.
Okay.
They go
so
every
I guess
Saturday.
They had Sunday off.
Yeah.
Stays in your system for like a few days to a week, I guess. I don't.
I wouldn't know.
But
does it for a week though?
I have no idea. You'd have to look it up. I never been forced to know that.
Okay.
But so I'm just wondering, like, okay, and you know. It is illegal, so I'm not going to say it's not illegal, but depending, I mean, certain people party like that, I'm not going to really look down on them unless it affects their livelihood and their lives. But,
obviously
I mean, when you have kids, that's another story, so.
Yeah, obviously it's affecting something.
So then that's another thing that I'm thinking
and
that's kind of fishy.
And I was telling you, I know that drugs are expensive. So.
And that's always the case.
Then unless the other he knew text somebody. Was put out before the phone call to Mary. The text saying that he owed people $80,000 or he had borrowed $80,000, paid $50,000 of it, and still has the rest to pay.
$30,000 left.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So I don't. Everything, and that was a Facebook message from Dawn to another lady who had did report it to TBI. Also, you know, if you know something about the case, it's never too late. We'll put up the number on the bottom of the screen. Call TBI, let them know. It can be anonymous. If you've seen, you know, the red truck that we're still looking for, if you've seen them at the grocery store and can verify, you know, certain details. I mean, I know they were at the store that was on video, but certain things that need to be verified, call TBI. They've had tons of tips put in. We want solid tips, obviously. But if you know something, it's never too late to report it. You know, if you've seen Summer, if not to say they have her, but, you know, if someone you know has Summer, whether it be grandma, whether it be someone, you know, in the family, out of the family, it's never too late. So always report what you see. Better safe than sorry. It's our motto.
If you saw something, say something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, yeah, there's teach us in school. See something, say something. But yeah, please. So I really, just looking at, I don't know if you guys have heard, we thought about playing the tape, but it's a lot for viewers and, you know, I some people like can't listen to that.
You can find it.
Yeah, you can find it.
We'll just say that. It's out there. And if they want to get views off of the hysterical, you know, tape, then I guess they can. But,
well, what's really weird is, Candace is hysterical. I don't feel, this is going to be terrible, but I don't think Mary felt, I was talking to his mom about this. I really don't think that Mary was crazy concerned. Now, back
no,
it up
she
to
seemed
12
like,
a.m.
And what okay? does that mean about Don? Does that mean that she's been waiting for him to go to jail? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like, I have certain friends that I would be more surprised if they went to jail than some of my other friends, you know, depending on their actions and how they live. So that kind of says something. Either that or it says that she was in on it and she was not a very good actress like Candace was. Candace is Oscar nominated, I think.
Right. And then you have to think about there. She like was quick to record the whole thing. The beginning. Like the beginning. Hello?
Who recorded it? Mary did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously somebody recorded it. What am
it
I thinking?
Mary.
Okay.
And then,
has she been recording all of her calls with her?
She did record the call that Dawn had called him.
Yeah, but is she always recording from the beginning every call?
I don't know.
Because if she's not, that is a very good question. If she's not recording consistently the way she did the last time with that call, that means she's probably in on it. Either that or she got wind that something was happening. So I'm thinking that she's probably in on it because they wanted it on tape. They wanted to send it out to the masses to get everybody all riled up and then figure out who was snitching. And I think if she recorded it and then she hasn't recorded the other calls like that, it's just weird. Because why that one?
Well, and then she did record another call with Dawn individually.
Okay.
Where
but
Dawn
that's just
was really
two.
Upset.
You know?
Well, there are more recordings. They just haven't. Chris, his channel hasn't the interview room has not released the calls yet. He said they had a bunch of drunk calls, but
I'm talking about only recorded by Mary.
Yeah.
That's
I don't know.
Specifically
we need to,
for this
I can
case.
Reach out to her and Mary, if you're watching, you know, let us know because that would be very interesting to know. Is that something, you know, that's something that I would probably do because we're looking for Summer. But I would hope it would be every call that you get since you are involved in the family versus just Dawn and Candace, right?
And plus, I mean, if she is recording the calls, it's obvious that it's helpful, you know, just in case anything is said. I mean, she doesn't want to be the only person that knows about it and can't prove that, that it was said.
Because she reported everything to TBI because apparently she really did think it was real. She gave them a phone call. She gave them everything.
I mean, It sounded real.
You can hear a man's voice at the end of the call, like get off the phone or something like that.
Really?
Like very faint. I don't know if you could hear. I maybe didn't. I should have put that up for you, but
I missed the very end. Because by the end, but when you were saying that it might be fake, then I kind of dismissed it because I had already heard how real it was.
It was so long, and she kept switching from law enforcement's taking Dawn to the MA mafia took Dawn.
What?
Now they're beating him up. Yeah, I remember, like, that was the whole call. So it was so weird. And then Mary asked, is he there right now? And she said, no. Oh, wait, law enforcement's here now. It was a very crazy phone call, and she was hysterical the whole time. So some of it was even hard to hear. So I don't know. It's really weird. I'll give them that. Take somebody and blow their whole life up.
You could easily lose your mind. I mean, even the soundest of minds could be blown up by their child being gone and unknown. The unknown is almost worse.
I mean, I know.
So it could happen to anybody. But I mean, we do know that they drink.
Yes,
quite a bit, and they had coke in their system. Do they do any other drugs that may make them act erratically? Like,
I don't know.
You know, in the hills of Tennessee, there's been known to be methamphetamines. And that type of thing will make you pretty much psychotic and believe things that aren't real, too.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, we keep talking about this call because I think it's very informative to know about the call and talk about it because it literally was just played yesterday or the day before for everybody to hear. But if someone can set up a phone call that well, what else could be done?
Oh, yeah. It just showed, like, if that's fake and that was acting, I mean, I've told her before, oh, I could be an actor.
Yeah, he used to say that all the time.
Watch me. I can cry. Just watch me. But, dude.
Not like that.
Just picturing me having to do that to sell it.
Yeah. No.
Come on, man.
I don't think I could do
that. That was impressive.
You have to be in a different mind state, which...
What?
Which, you know, I've been thinking, you know, it kind of shows what might be down inside, what she's been dealing with, obviously from people.
If you can pull that out of you, you're either practiced and you know how to make yourself cry and you know how to do that, you're practiced, or... I mean, we don't know if she had tears streaming, per se, because it was a call.
Yeah.
She just sounded like she was blubbering. But, you know, you're either practiced or you have something to draw from in your past that can bring you to that point.
Yeah.
Or close to it. Because that was, like, I've never heard a good enough blubbering cry in a movie.
No.
You know? So...
That hit the nail on the head with that.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it toward the movies. Obviously, she got an Oscar. But
even
still,
the best. Yeah, I mean, she got her Oscar.
Even the best don't do that. I mean, I'm telling you, it was like gut-wrenching. Like, I mean, obviously, you heard it. So, I don't know. Sorry to talk about it so much, but it's like we just literally just heard this, right? We were going to record like a day or two before, and then I heard that, and I was like, I can't record right now. This is a lot to take in.
And you knew it was going to be something worth addressing.
Yeah, in the next video. Man, it was crazy. And then last night, Chris playing the call from Dawn, that call to Mary again happened a week before this call. Because it was when...
So they party on Tuesdays. I'm just kidding.
Maybe his day's off on Wednesday. I don't know.
He's got Wednesdays off drywalling.
No, but I mean, that call was in itself was very angry, which, you know, we've talked about once again, the whole thing is about summer. And so when, you know, Dawn was right on some things. I always want to commend anyone, though, who is brave enough to step up, be forward. You know, another trigger warning, but, you know, SA is not okay. And when you feel that's going on in your life, it is when you feel ready to come forward, I guess I should say, that's great. We're proud of anyone who does that. But we do see all sides of coming forward because you think your niece is missing and maybe Dawn did something because that happened to you. You know, I get that. But also, it could have just been sent to TBI and not to social media. Because it has, honestly, I feel that it has taken the weight off of Summer.
It's taken the attention a little bit off. And it's relevant, but it's separate.
Yes, it's relevant, but separate.
It's a separate case that nobody needs to try to solve it.
Because it is
it's a claim against him, yes, and he admitted it.
Yeah.
So then what's there to solve? Nothing. So it's like
why do we keep talking about it?
So just take that information, put it on your board. And then you can move on from there. But like to harp on it and to talk all this trash on it.
Oh my goodness. Especially when he kept saying on the call, which that got me in tears because I do realize he said, no, I'm speaking for Dawn. This is pretty verbatim, but he says, no one is helping me find Summer right now. There are two people out here that go out with me every day after work to help find Summer because everyone thinks that the parents did it, which if they did,
seems like it.
Okay, whatever. But guess what? We still haven't found Summer.
It seems like everybody already made the decision.
Yeah, they already hung it up. But where is she then? You know, like, why are we stopping looking for her? If she's, wherever she's at.
Because like I said, if you put all those square miles together for however far they went or came, you know, it's a big circle.
Yeah, but what if she's still around and we don't know, you know? I mean, that's heartbreaking, you know? Like,
one thing I'd like to know is was it the sister or niece of Candace that was very close with Summer, that Summer liked so much? She liked Summer so much?
That was Allie's son, H. True is his sister.
Oh, okay. So yeah. It's H's sister.
Yes, H's sister. So True.
And yeah, she's the one that's very fond of Summer.
Oh, yeah. Super
okay.
fond.
I would be interested to know what came of that. They interrogated her, I guess.
Yeah, and she verified, you know, that H came home.
Yeah, if you know more about it, put that in the comments too, just because I thought that was very interesting how obsessed she kind of was. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's obviously, you know, pretty common to like cute kids, you know, because I mean they did have cute kids. You can't argue with that.
They're so sweet and well behaved.
So that's not weird, but I mean, everything needs to be checked out. And I just thought that was something of interest. So if you know anything
about let us know about True. Apparently everything's been checked out. She was super, obviously the first week or so, very vocal. In all of the Facebook posts and posting her own. And, you know, there's a few pictures on her Instagram of Summer that was already there. Mm-hmm. A little bit of weird comments, but, you know, that was my first suspect, honestly, because I thought maybe, you know, you see children, especially being young as she is, she's in her 20s. So being young like that and you're not a mom yet, when you see other children, oh, I'd love to be their mom. You know, I wish I could take care of them, you know, that kind of thing. But to make it as vocal as she has, we'll pin that to the board. She's been very vocal about that. So I don't know. We'll definitely look into that one. I forgot about that. So yeah. I'll have to go check her alibi and see what that is. But I don't know. I just want...
So where does it go from here? We've seen alibis. So is it only the I guess it's just the Subaru info and the cell phone info. That's pretty much the next stop. And do you know when that's due out?
I mean, I'm pretty sure law enforcement has it.
Yeah, they probably do.
It's been 60 days, which is a little unusual because they normally take 30 to 60 days, depending on how you know, many cases they're working. So it should be in law enforcement's hand. So my guess is they're also doing a board and figuring out all the odds and ends, you know? Yeah.
They're doing the law and order board.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is very crucial. Like you said, that Dawn and Candace apparently spoke on Facebook Messenger for the whole time while Dawn was coming home.
So we're about to find out. Yeah, they're using their network.
Yeah, so
they're watching you.
Yeah,
they know. If they want to know, they can find it.
Yeah, it might take a minute, but they will find it. Yeah.
Don't become a person of interest. They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the next stop.
Yeah.
And I hope it comes out soon. I mean, we'll see. And of course, you know, in between now and the next time we see it, there'll be drama galore, I'm sure because people can't get enough.
Mm-hmm. But I do know that something going on right now, especially today, and I feel like we should take part. Every Voices Behind the Wall said that let's put the focus back on Summer.
That's obvious to me.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've said that here. I feel like we've made that point very clear. That's always been the thing. Yeah. I mean, from months, however long before we even did this, that's always been the thing. And then, you know, every time I hear something wrong with whoever it is, I just always try to fix it. And it's like nerve wracking that you can't fix this, obviously.
Yeah. But like she said, let's gear it back to Summer. Let's be a voice for the family, since they have not pleaded on any social media, any news station platform. What would you say to Summer's kidnapper or whoever took her? What would you say? Let's get it out. Plead with the public, whoever may have her. And if Summer's watching, what would you say to her? They have not been vocal with it yet. So my heart to whoever has Summer is bring her home. We know the boys are not in custody with Candace and Dawn as of right now. I don't know what will happen with this situation if you were to bring her home, but we do know that she would be in safe hands.
And I'd like to see a reward put up.
There is.
I mean, I don't have the money, but you know, I would love to see some sort of incentive to bring her back.
There is a reward. Well, I think it's $35,000.
It's going to have to be more than that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So I think as long as we all rally together, donate a dollar, 50 cents. I mean, think about how many people are watching these videos.
I've seen a ton of views on some of these videos. If we all get together, use our brain power, maybe a little out of your pocket.
And if it is the family, you know, I don't know who's watching, but if something did happen and it was an accident, it's okay. We will figure it out. We just want to know that Summer's safe. She's found. Bring her home. We'll figure it out. I'm not saying you're all going to be in trouble, but you may not be if it's an accident. You know, I mean, this is really long and drawn out for, you know, a situation. I don't know if you want to say anything to the person who may have them, but just bring her home.
They know what's going on. They know how people feel.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah.
People are worried. People are upset. People are furious. People are sad.
Yeah. And Summer, if you're watching, you have touched the lives of many.
How about that? You're famous.
Right? You're famous, girl. But really, though, you've put your heart on everyone. That you've touched more people than what you could have, you know, dancing and singing at your church, which is crazy and just amazing. We all think about you all the time. I know purple's your favorite color, so come on back and we'll have purple lights out.
And everybody's going to want to have a dance party.
That's right, for you.
Thousands.
You know? Yeah.
Everybody can get on YouTube, Zoom in, and everybody's got to dance.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, we'll see you soon. And Chase is on the case. He's there, and we're going to find you.
And everybody that stopped by, obviously, we appreciate you. I mean, you're you.
Yeah. So.
But I'm telling you, put your opinion in the comments. I know you guys got opinions. I see them all over Facebook. So I want to see them in the comments. Constructive criticism, please,
yeah, we
as
love
well.
It. Yeah, we
we're
love.
Looking for different directions. I mean, obviously, we're hoping this case gets solved today. And if that happens today, we're happy as heck because, you know, first of all, she's found, you know, and then the next thing, we can move on and do who knows what.
We have what's a lot next. Of different cases.
But we want to hear suggestions for that too because, you know, if there's not very many developments in the Summer Wells case, then we may start another case and run them both concurrently, just, you know, maybe once, twice a week. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you want. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you hate. Let me know what my background check says, and we'll see you next time.